and then they get you, man, because it's just like, it's so like they know how to use their bodies and stuff to manipulate for sure. If you're not,
how it's almost like when you're not with the chick, you can almost formulate all these reasons and you can logically think, and then when you're with her, it's almost like, you know, just out the window. You know, I might as well be half retarded when I'm around a girl that I'm like invested in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't invest in shit.
No, I agree, man. It's facts. It's super easy to just lose that frame. It really is. I took the red pill a while ago, and then I got into that relationship thinking I could do it. Like right before the day I made my channel, which was like January 6th of last year, I had just broken up with her like 2 months before, or a month before, or something like that. It was like right after.
Okay, that makes sense. So you were thinking you could like maintain your alpha, as they say.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought I could, and yeah, she just came from a dysfunctional family too, and I just like, yeah, like whatever. Like her dad was a pastor. Her mom was a principal at like a Christian school, and she was like a 304, obviously. Like she was like dating younger guys, and then like my ex was telling me about how like she would go on vacation, and then like her mom was getting smashed out, and like she could hear it, and all her brothers could hear it in the rooms. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. She's like a principal of Christian school, like doing all this stuff. Damn. And yeah, it was just a whole bunch of craziness. And I just thought like, oh, well, she's different. Like the daughter could be different. And yeah, wasn't like that, man.
Well, you know, I guess you got sent back to the plantation then.
Facts.
But it's crazy, you know. I mean, it's, you know, I almost, if I could share another story with you, I was going to, like, the last couple of months, I was going to move in at the chick, because much like yourself, I thought, oh, dude, I can maintain my alpha and shit, you know, which obviously is full of shit. Within a month, dude, she had already talked me into moving in with her. I'd already paid a deposit, and I was about to hand this chick, like, half month's rent, you know, or at least I was going to pay the full and get half month's rent from her. And like, dude, I just woke up a week before move-in day and was just like, I can't do it. I just knew it, dude. Like, I found the red pill for him. You know, I looked up the thing and said, don't cohabitate. And now it's like, I tried to pull the plug. Ironically, every relationship after that whole festival it's all been me breaking up with the chick. So I guess there you go. You know, I think you yourself might start seeing. Hopefully you don't get in any more relationships. If you do, you'll probably be the one doing the breaking up, which is nice, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, in my experience, there's a drought either way you go. For the man, there's a drought waiting for you either way you go. If you get out of a relationship.
It's true, man. So like this girl that you were about to move in with, I'm sure she was like doing things to get you to want to move in with her.
Oh, dude, man, okay, that's a whole another can of worms. So this chick, I knew she belonged to the streets. Like, I knew she was a 304, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know, she had just like, you know, big old tatas, you know, just a nice body, right?
Yeah.
And I simped out because I hung out with her for the whole weekend, not just the day. I didn't put that space. So before you know it, I'm in a relationship with this chick. And my thing is, like, I like the whole, like, threesome thing, you know. It's like, I think every guy likes threesomes. I think we can all just be honest about that.
I'm like, I don't know a guy that wouldn't turn a threesome down if it wasn't.
We can all be adults here. And so get this, so she was not willing to do that for me, and this is before I learned from Rolo that they make rules for betas and break rules for alphas. So of course I was oblivious to this, thinking that she considered me as an alpha. And then when I moved out with her, because she refused to bring another chick into the bedroom. And then as soon as I broke up with her, guess what video she sends me, bro? Guess what?
Don't tell me she sent him a video of her engaged in a threesome.
Yup. With another couple, dude.
Are you?
Another couple, bro. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like on my furniture that I paid for, that I just let her have because I was like.
Wait a minute. Wait, we got to dive into this too.
Yeah, like, man.
You paid for the, so this is in the apartment you put the down payment on?
Yeah, we had the furniture and I did a bunch of Facebook Marketplace hunting with this chick, you know, like, I just totally just fell off the boat for a second, fell back to the plantation. Before I knew it, I was $1,000 down the hole, man. $750 gone on the deposit, easily $300 gone for furniture.
So she sent you this video of her engaging.
Piped out by some dude. After
you broke up?
Yeah, after I broke up with her and just called her and said, I can't do it. I can't move in with you, right? And then she goes and finds some couple, gets piped out by some couple, and I get some chick, right? And then sends me the video. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, she was like 22, so she's about your age. But I'm like, dude, you're acting like you're 16.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Spiteful by nature, man. Spiteful by nature.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie, though, man. That rattled me, you know? Even to this day, it rattled me. Even though now it's like, you know, whatever. But
I would red pill, dude. Like, if you weren't already red pill, I would red pill someone out there.
Yeah, dude.
More than just, like it can do it.